Good evening, everyone. It is good for us to be here. Jesus is here. He is here for us in the Blessed Sacrament in the tabernacle, and he is also here for us in the gift of communion of the Eucharist. As usual, we've come here to worship, but surely we've come with many things on our minds. Life is pretty challenging and pretty complicated, whether we're retired, whether we're employed, or if we're in school, or those who try to keep us all on the straight track. We've come with many things on our mind, but Jesus has answers for us as we listen to him. Speaking of complicated, did you know in the state of California there are more than 1,000 traffic laws? In the Catholic Church law, there are 1,752 canons, laws. And in the Jewish tradition, there were 631 commandments. And all of these are intended to guide humanity into harmony and in order. Today in the gospel, we hear our Lord meeting what is really a challenge from the Pharisees to summarize those 631 commandments into two. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. This is very clear. It is very simple. Love God above all else and our neighbor as ourselves. Jesus is guiding us. He's guiding us to holiness and to harmony with one another through love. For God himself is love. This is clear. Two challenges, but they're not easy. Loving God means that God is number one in all that we do, all that we think, all that we say. It means that we include him in the very serious and pressing issues of our lives, but also in the lesser and even leisure things. God is first through our regular communication with him, known as prayer. Giving thanks to God for the day ahead of us when we awake. To offer prayer on the way to work or to school. Prayer during the day and within our family and within our friends. Bringing God into virtually everything we do. This is Jesus' advice to us. Regularity in prayer, that is praying frequently, surpasses even formality. But to strengthen our mental prayer and our private prayer, we can make a visit to the Blessed Sacrament where Jesus awaits us. We might recite the Angelus, a prayer at the midday, to remind us of God's salvation for us. We can pray the rosary at some time during the day, maybe on the way to work or school, and come to Holy Mass on a weekday when we have an opportunity, maybe even on a Saturday morning. This is loving God, putting him number one in our lives. Loving our neighbor includes a vast array of people. Father was asking us what we want to be for Halloween. I just thought I would be your neighbor. It includes our friends, our family, our co-workers, our classmates, fellow parishioners, the people next door, practically everyone if we think of it. Everyone? In all honesty, though, does our neighbor include those who hold a different political view? Or someone that doesn't seem to like us? How about someone from another country or a different culture? Immigrants. How about our enemies? Like the man in Maine who after his son was killed, said, "I cannot hate that man. Forgiveness." How powerful. If we look to Jesus, seeking to fulfill the second commandment to love others as we love ourselves. If we don't love ourselves, how can we love others? Our Lord Jesus Christ is right here. Where we give him our fears, our reservations, our limitations, our smallness, our rash judgments, our failings. Will we right this moment embrace Jesus in complete honesty and open ourselves to a change of heart if necessary so that we can indeed love ourselves and love our neighbor as we love ourselves? When we actively love others, we are concretely manifesting our love for God, who loves all of us. And then our prayers, our masses, our scripture readings, our rosaries will be genuine and have true meaning. This Mass at this moment, it wipes away our venial sins. It prompts us to strive to do better. Mass empowers us to love God through the sacrament of the Eucharist, to love God above all else, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. So as we continue this Mass this evening, and as we prepare to come forward to receive the body of Christ in communion, we can truly say, We are coming, Lord. Fill us with your love to become odd. ODD. To become obviously devoted disciples for you, our loving God. For you, who we are called to love God above all things and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Lord, give us the strength to do that. In your name, Jesus Christ. Amen.